Just focus. Block it all out. People, purpose, patience. Right now it's like life. It is life, but hear me out though. So much noise is going on in your head. Whether it be relationship, financial, spiritual, physical, whatever it is, you have a lot going on inside of you right now. You are being pulled in so many different directions. What do you focus on? What do you make your purpose, your light, in order to pull you away from all of this noise and everything that's trying to grab your attention and take you away from the things that you want in your life? Hey, good morning. What are you focusing on? It's getting loud, I know. But it's getting loud for a reason. It's getting uncontrollable for a reason. It's becoming too much to bear for a fucking reason. But what are you going to do? Are you going to move on? You've probably already turned this off. But it's a reason why we do things. It's a reason why we go through the noise in life that we go through. Just hear me out. It's a reason why we do the things that we do. First, nobody else can. Nobody else is going to calm that noise. Nobody else is going to come in and look at us and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were going through all of this. Let me pick you up and put you in a better position, better home, better job, put more money in your bank account, and there you go. Now your life is better. That's not going to happen. It'll calm. It'll get quiet. Pretty soon you won't hear it. All you need to focus on is your purpose, your guidance, your faith, your belief, and you. No matter what you have going on around you, wife, kids, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, problems with whatever, focus on you. Block out the noise of all the negativity that's going on around you and in your mind. And I promise you, you'll move past that noise to the point to where it's barely in the background. You can barely hear it. But what are you still focused on? You. And what you have to do, because you realize that you are the only person that's going to make your situation better. Just like people are saying nowadays, no one is coming to save you. That is beyond true. Because this day and age, it's expected for you to have a way out. There is way too much opportunity out here for people to not have. Way too much opportunity. There are jobs left and right. There are opportunities left and right. I tell people all of the time, take people up on those small offers. Build. If you're a photographer, take people up on small pictures in the park, small family gatherings. I got friends, people that I know that just went around to areas taking pictures of people just because they asked them to. Hey, here you go, I'll send this to you. Just to build that. Take whatever jobs you could take. If you're a party promoter, whatever it is. But if you're an aspiring actor, actress, there are plenty of places around in your community, I'm sure, that have theater classes or a small theater. I know I'm going to a lot of different places because our minds take us to a lot of different places. Our dreams, our goals take us to a lot of different places, to the point to where we wake up and, wait a minute, I can't do that, but I'll try. Just like me, I woke up one day and I said, wait a minute, I still feel I can play. I could play professional football if I just had the opportunity. I took the opportunity, failed, but from that opportunity, it's gonna be so much more. It's gonna be so much more for myself. And it may not be what I set out to do, but I'm still going to continue. We still gotta block out all of that noise. Good friend of mine, because I had some doubt a couple of months ago to where I said, I'm 40, I may as well just settle. He looked at me and he said, where the fuck did that come from? Just out the blue, we was at work. He said, wait a minute, where the fuck did that come from? You can't talk like that. And I looked at him and I said, why? And he said, because you're hope. He was like, you embody so much right now. Your attitude, your enthusiasm, the way that you lead. And I let him talk because he was telling the truth, because I'm doing what I do so my children and my wife can see that things are possible, even in times of such peril as we're facing. And because we have no other way to do and live but this way. No other way. Like I said, no one is coming to save you. You have no choice. Pick yourself up. Block out all the noise. Focus on the positive. Focus on the light. Focus on the calm. And now that all of that noise that was around, all of that noise that was in your head has subsided, it's peaceful now. All we have right now is our goals and focus, and be right back on track, right? The only thing that changed in that is our focus and our determination. That's the only thing that changed. Everything else is still there. Problems, maybe. The doubt, the uncertainty, that's still there. But you focus on what you need to focus on. Center yourself. Center your thoughts. It's easier now. It's easier. It's all we want. That's all we want eventually in life is for it to be easy. You know, but what if it isn't? It'll get there. It'll get there, believe me. Easy will come. Then it'll get hard again. Then it'll get impossible. But easy will come. Then the noise will come again. And it'll be too loud. But no one's coming to save you, right? It'll get easier. Just focus on the calm. Focus on the calm. Patience is a podcast.